This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred 36 gallantry awards to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police. The awards were conferred during the Defence Investiture Ceremony Phase 1 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. The gallantry awards include 10 Kirti Chakras and 26 Shaurya Chakras. Out of these, 7 personnel were awarded Kirti Chakras posthumously and 7 Shaurya Chakras were also awarded posthumously. The President conferred Kirti Chakra upon Captain Anshuman Singh posthumously. The awards were given to the personnel for displaying conspicuous gallantry, indomitable courage and extreme devotion to duty. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attended the function. The 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit will focus on defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections as the key discussion points. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Kavatra during a press briefing in New Delhi today. Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to Russia and Austria is from 8th to 10th of this month. The Foreign Secretary said Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. He said the leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings including BRICS, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the United Nations. Mr. Kavatra said the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The India-Russia annual summit is scheduled for Tuesday. NEET-PG Entrance Examination 2024 will be held on 11th of next month and is to be conducted in 2 shifts. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences has issued the revised schedule of the examination today. The exam was postponed last month, a day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024, tomorrow. This examination is being held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. Talking to Akashvani News, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has appealed to the FMGE aspirants not to pay heed to the rumours of paper leak. India will host the 5G, 6G and Emerging Technologies Hackathon in September this year alongside the World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly WTSA 24 outreach sessions. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that the initiative aims to bring together innovators, industry leaders and academics to explore the frontiers of next generation telecom technologies. The hackathon will serve as a hub for cutting edge innovation in telecommunications. Focused on advancing technologies like 5G and 6G, the event will attract participants from industry, academia, and startups, all aiming to showcase pioneering solutions. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer has become new Prime Minister of United Kingdom. In his first speech as the new Prime Minister, 61-year-old Starmer promised to bring about change, emphasising the need to deliver results. He praised his immediate predecessor, Rishi Sunak, acknowledging the dedication and hard work Sunak brought to his leadership. Mr. Starmer emphasised the urgency of the work ahead, pledging to get started immediately. And in women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 12 runs in the first match of the three-match T20 international series at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tonight. Chasing 190 for victory, Indian women scored 177 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.